This is the Gaiagram, environmental headlines from around a planet in crisis.
The Financial Times reports that oceans marked 365 straight days of record-breaking global sea surface temperatures this week, fueling concerns among international scientists that climate change could push marine ecosystems beyond a tipping point. The consistent climb in temperatures reached a peak last week when the new all-time high was set for the past 12 months at just over 70 degrees. According to NOAA, the world's seas have yet to show any signs of dropping to typical seasonal temperatures, with daily records consecutively broken since they first went off the charts in mid-March last year. According to their state media, Vietnam faces nearly $3 billion a year in crop losses as more saltwater seeps into arable land. The damage would likely center on the Mekong Delta region, known as Vietnam's Rice Bowl, because it provides food and livelihoods for tens of millions of people. In 2023, the U.S. added more solar capacity than ever before. This added capacity surpassed any other energy source in 2023, marking the first time a renewable energy source outpaced fossil fuels since World War II. The Inflation Reduction Act, along with the Biden administration's push for U.S. solar manufacturing, means these record-breaking years will hopefully be the year-after-year norm. According to the environmental website GRIST, California and Texas led the charge, with large utility-scale solar projects going online in 2023. With residential and commercial sectors also reaching new milestones, the solar energy industry had an all-around stellar year. In a joint statement, the government and major banks of South Korea have vowed to provide $313.4 billion in policy loans to finance projects to help reduce carbon emissions by 2030. State financial institutions will provide those loans to encourage companies to switch to low-carbon production. The plan to step up the fight against climate change was unveiled recently. In a study recently published in Earth's Future, despite climate change cranking up the heat across the United States, several eastern states have stayed curiously cool. It's a mystery that hasn't been fully solved, but now researchers think reforestation is partly responsible. Many of the lush forests that are currently growing in the eastern U.S. didn't exist two centuries ago. Many studies have examined how trees can mitigate climate change by storing carbon, but the new research underscores how forests can also provide a cooling presence. In the U.S. alone, tugboats produce an estimated 6 million tons of carbon pollution per year, the equivalent of more than a million cars on the road. That's why it's such good news that the port of San Diego's first fully electric tugboat just arrived. The 82-foot zero-emission E-Wolf is more powerful than any diesel-powered tugboat the port has today, and over a 10-year period will reduce the port's carbon emissions by about 3,100 tons. Colorado has instituted the most aggressive steps yet to limit water for urban landscaping. A bill signed into law this past Friday makes thirsty imported grasses a no-no in new road medians and other public places that rarely see human feet. Native grasses are okay. It is the state's most aggressive effort yet to curb water allocated to urban landscaping. And finally, it's time to start planning and start your seasonal garden. But before you buy your seeds, there's some very important information you must know. The USDA just updated their plant hardiness zone map for the first time since 2012, and there have been some major changes. According to the new map released in November 2023, about half of the United States has shifted to a new hardiness zone. That's really big news if you consider 80 million Americans use this map to decide on what and when to grow. Simply put, the types of plants that are able to grow successfully has changed for 50% of the country.
This was the Gaiagram, environmental headlines from around a planet in crisis.